Well, in something like an ASUS and even a MikroTik, you just find the device and you just say, you know, manually, you know, click it to DHCP, the manual, for that, you know, for that, is this my street? Yeah, this is my street. Anyhow, you just tell it, you know, take this IP, and it should be it. You know, next time it boots, it should go to the IP you told it to manually assign to that MAC address, and it ain't that easy. You know, I've done that, and I found when I reboot, the damn things keep going to the... I even set the lease to expire. I knew the lease had expired, so it wasn't that. And, you know, still, I boot it up, and it grabs that stupid DHCP. You know, it's like, this doesn't make sense. And I don't want to go to the device to set them. I mean, I will if I have to, but I'd rather manage it from the driver's seat. Anyhow, just about us manually assigning IP addresses is all. It's just not as, the ASUS has not been as, not been as easy as any of my other routers. That's all.